I'll read you a little bit from the four quartets. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered. Neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. I can only say there we have been, but I cannot say where, and I cannot say how long, for that is to place it in time, the inner freedom from the practical desire, the release from action and suffering, release from the inner and the outer compulsion, yet surrounded by a grace of sense, a white light still and moving. Erhebung without motion, concentration without elimination, both the new world and the old made explicit, understood in the completion of its partial ecstasy, the resolution of its partial horror. Yet the enchainment of past and future, woven in the weakness of the changing body, protects mankind from heaven and damnation, which flesh cannot endure. Time past and time future allow but a little consciousness. To be conscious is not to be in time, but only in time can the moment in the rose garden, the moment in the arbor where the rain beat, the moment in the drafty church at Smokefall be remembered, involved with past and future, only through time, time is conquered. The detail of the pattern is movement, as in the figure of the 10 stairs. Desire itself is movement, not in itself desirable. Love is itself unmoving, only the cause and the end of movement. Timeless and undesiring, except in the aspect of time. Caught in the form of limitation between unbeing and being. Sudden, in a shaft of sunlight, even while the dust moves, there rises the hidden laughter of children in the foliage. Quick, now, here, now, always, ridiculous. Ridiculous, the waste, sad time, stretching before and after. Ridiculous, the waste, sad time, stretching before and after. So we only have moments. And I think the play and the work that we've done here today points towards that still point of the turning world. You know, that's neither from nor towards, neither ascent nor descent, neither action nor stillness. Ridiculous the waste, sad time, stretching before and after. Think of how much of your energy goes into the past and the future, and how little is available to see anything, to be anywhere. At work, at home, in the car. So you could say, like, our assignment is clear. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, pay attention. Wake up. Let's live our lives as if they actually counted. And be available. Be available to do work. To do what needs to be done. And maybe we need to listen very carefully to ourselves to hear what that is. And of course to learn from each other. I mean, a community of people who intend to do that is an incredible community of people. And you saw just by this little exercise that when you look in somebody's face and you're really there and available, there's a whole universe there, just in one person. Not to be ignored, not to be discounted. It's extraordinary. And we live with them day in, day out. Everybody. And it's very harmful when strangers don't say hello to us in situations where a hello is kind of like meaningful. If it's meaningful. If it's perfunctory, it wouldn't matter, right? I mean, so it's not just saying hello. It's being present. It's acknowledging your being. Is that not the case? I mean, it's like, and if not acknowledging your being, then it's disrespecting your being. But isn't it true that to some degree we're all in a situation of wondering, what have we done with the garden that was entrusted to us? I mean, it's part of the human condition at times. Really doubt that we're adequate to the calling. So that's what that poem by Derek Walcott is all about. It's a reminder. Love after love. And I'll just leave you, I told this story last night, I'll say it again, from Stephen Mitchell's new book, which is going to be out in a little while, but he told a very touching story about a teacher that he was working with who was a Korean Zen master. And at one point he asked him, what is love? The teacher said, he talked in sort of very broken English, I ask you, what is love? And he said, no, I ask you, you know, you're the teacher. He said, no, I ask you, what is love? And he thought about it and he said, I don't know. And he said, that's love. And he said, I don't understand. He said, you ask me, I ask you, that's love. He said, it took me 3 months to understand it. When I did, I was filled with the most extraordinary feeling of gratitude. I love that. You ask me, I ask you, that's love. You see me, I see you, that's love. So this poem is called, appropriately enough, Love After Love. Love after love. The time will come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You know, Derek Walcott is from Trinidad, but it sounds like a Jewish mother. Sit, eat, you know. So, sit here, eat. You will love again. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread. Give back your heart to yourself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you have ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life.
Audio Wisdom titles have been selected from hundreds of hours of original live recordings to bring you the ideas and insights of some of the most important thinkers of our time. For a complete catalog of offerings, please call 1-800-969-2887 or write to Audio Wisdom, Post Office Box 2309, San Anselmo, California, 94979.